Well, tomorrow is a really big day because it is Sustainable House Day. And joining me from Renew is Donna Luckman. Donna, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Kevin, for having me.
Tell me a little bit about Sustainable House Day.
Yeah, so Sustainable House Day is a national event that gives people the opportunity to visit healthy and environmentally friendly homes in their local communities. So tomorrow we've got 240 houses opening their doors across the country. And this gives people a unique opportunity to actually walk into the houses, see and feel what they're like, also talk to the homeowners directly as well to get some unbiased information on what they're doing with their homes that you can actually then think about applying to your own home.
If you are interested in knowing where these 240 homes are, go to this website. It's called sustainablehouseday.com. Donna, can we pick up on a couple of these properties? I want to specifically talk to you about Rammed Earth. You're saying it was fairly prominent this year.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of different earth building construction being used. So people using different alternative materials such as hemp, rammed earth and straw bale. And I think when we think about, earth building materials, we think of, straw huts or something like that. But what we see is really beautiful contemporary homes using these natural materials for a number of reasons. One, just because they're a healthy source. Two, also they're lowering their carbon emissions. And also they actually can be really good thermal properties for the homes as well.
You can get certification for this, as I understand. Could you explain how that works and how tough is it to achieve that level?
When we talk about certification, this is another trend that we're seeing this year, which is not about the earth building materials, but it's actually a technique called Passive House, and it's a certification measure that has actually come more from Europe, but we're seeing it applied more and more here in Australia. And it's a bit like, a bit of a gold standard in how to make a really energy-efficient home that is well-sealed. And once again, a lot of these houses are just so well-sealed and so well-insulated that they don't really need that much active heating and cooling. So you can really cut down on your energy bills, which is a real concern for most communities across Australia. So we're pretty excited that even tomorrow that we've got the first certified passive house that's opened in Sydney that will be also opening for Sustainable House Day.
So whereabouts is that?
Yeah, that's the Thornlie House in Sydney.
240 properties around Australia. Is there any one state that really stands out in terms of being able to make these homes more sustainable?
Across the country, and so we have the different techniques have to be applied across different climate zones. So we're seeing some really beautiful homes down in South Australia, which have been, and they have to deal with quite extremes where they actually have really hot summers but quite cold winters as well. But we're seeing some houses that are like 8-star, and to give you some context, like the minimum standard for most Australian homes is 6 stars, but we're getting seen like these 8-star homes in South Australia, which really don't need too much more active heating and cooling, and they're just actually really beautiful and contemporary homes as well.
Been holding this event now since 2001, so you'd have a fairly good record of how this has been growing over that period. Could you give me a bit of an insight as to how popular this is becoming, and where do you see it going in the next couple of years?
Yeah, so the event's been running since 2001, and Renew, we took it over 4 years ago, and within that time we've actually seen it double in size, so the number of people are visiting as well as the number of houses of opening. We've got a lot more volume build homes are opening up this year. There's ones that are growing, homes getting built in more of those growth areas. We've also got apartments are opening up for Sustainable House Day, so we're seeing this diverse range of houses that are all applying for what people need to buy in our local current context in the residential market are opening up.
Can I just ask you about Southeast Queensland? Have you got any examples of properties, say, in this area?
Yeah, there's a few great ones that are opening up in Queensland. We've got 20 houses in Queensland overall. One is Petrie Terrace. So that is a house that's been rebuilt and it's all electric. So it has no gas connected to the house. And we've been really promoting this for the independent research that we do, saying that's a bit of the best approach to go if you want to save money and the environment. And what I really love about the Petrie Terrace house is how they've used lots of recycled materials in the home. So, and it's actually a really beautiful looking house.
It'll be open tomorrow. You can find out the address by going to sustainablehouseday.com. Entry will be free, and of course the website is free as well.
Some houses charge just a little bit, or any money raised goes to ourselves or to a local charity. But it's all made an accessible way so all people can come into these houses and get first-hand some advice.
So 240 houses around Australia open tomorrow. Go to the website sustainablehouseday.com for the full list. Donna, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations. I hope it is a huge success.
Great. Thanks very much, Kevin.